speak, but I'm going to try. I have had something on my mind all week. It's bothering me, pushing me, not really bothering me, Brother Junior, but pushing me to talk about this. I find Brother Junior where he's saying one time, he told him, he said, I have other sheep that's not of this fold. There must have been a fold there, wasn't there? Who was it? Exactly right. It was him, the first church, Brother Johnny. They may have not understood, Brother Ronnie, what he was talking about at that time. They may have not understood, Brother Coy, what he was really saying. But he knew the Gentile people was going to come in, didn't he, Brother? He knew that, Brother Lon. And he come on up through time, Brother Coy. And he was the shepherd of that fold. Is that not true? But then he come on up, Brother Junior, and he said, there shall be one shepherd. And one what? One sheepfold. There will be no other way. Jesus is the way. Every man today, brother, and I'm not going to stand long. My voice is very weak. Brother Mike, every man is on equality today. Israelites, the Jews, Brother Jack, are no different than I am and you are. Brother Ronnie, every man is on equality. What brought that about? By him dying on Calvary, Sister Donna, put every man and every woman had the same choice to make. Every man and every woman, Brother Jim, can either choose Jesus and live or choose him not and die. That's as simple as I know how to put it. Folks, today there is no excuse, Brother Junior, for man to say he cannot be saved. As Brother Junior so eloquently preached Wednesday night, there's only one thing to keep you from being saved. Unbelief. And there's only one sin that is unforgivable. Is that right or not, brethren? There is only one sin, Brother Lloyd, that will keep you out of heaven. Keep you from being saved. And if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, saying God has an unclean spirit. Now, I've been sick all week, but I'm thankful to God that I've been able to be here. I hope and pray that God will, for a few moments of time. But I have other sheep that's not of this fold. He even showed Peter something one time, Brother Junior. He told Peter, he said, Peter is in a vision. He said, slay and eat, Peter. Nah, Lord. Nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth at any time. I ain't fooling with them people. You see people like that today, Brother Coy? Peter, Peter, don't you dare call anything common that I have cleaned up. Don't you dare, Peter, call that. We have no authority, Brother Fred Ross, to call people unclean.
That's right.
Their life will prove what they are, Brother Ewell. I do believe that a Christian man, his life will prove what he is. And a Christian woman, Brother John. But I know this, Brother Junior, that Jesus is the key. He is the shepherd. of us all. He said to this, Brother Ronnie, he said, a hireling careth not for the flock. What's he do, Brother Junior, when he sees a wolf coming?
He'll run out there and flee.
He runs, don't he, Brother John? I told some of our members one of our members the other day, I said, this is the way it is all through time. You read and read, and they want this and they want that. They want this and they want that. I said, listen, we have to have people in our church that are willing to take responsibility for this and for that. He didn't put you in here, Brother Ewell, just to sit on your seat. He didn't put you here, Brother Jack, just to look good. He put you here, Brother Ronnie, to work. And to be subject to Him. I love to be subject to Christ. But the Bible says that the natural man, what, Brother Junior? Receive not. Now, Brother, I didn't write it, Brother Fred. Yeah, Brother John, the natural man received not the things of the Spirit. Why, Brother Ewell? Because why? They're spiritually discerned. Somebody said, well, the natural man, then they just turn loose to do anything he wants to. No, sir. No, Brother John, because why? Because, Brother Coy, we've got a man on the inside of us that does what? I've heard them preach that this natural man is kept under subjection. I don't believe that, brethren. I believe this natural man is brought under subjection. But he's not a kept man, brother. Brother, if he was a kept man, Brother Ewell, why would he continue to do the things that he does? Impossible. Now, my voice is too weak to stand long. And I want to tell you something, Brother Junior. When I can't preach and I can't sing, I'm a miserable man. How these people, Brother Junior, just up and quit preaching, I say they wasn't called. Brother Ewell. But he never told me, Brother John, that there would not be natural things that affects this body that would interfere with me, Brother Junior. It does. It does. But I have other sheep that's not of this fold. They were already sheep, Brother Junior. See? They were already sheep. Somebody said he's already waiting for them to make them sheep. That ain't what the Scripture says, brother. They was a sheep, wasn't they, Brother Ewell? Already a sheep. That's not of this fold. They just wasn't in the fold yet. He was waiting. He was telling his brothers, Brother Junior, that he was going to go to the cross. He was telling them, Brother Jim, they didn't know what he was telling them. As he told Peter, he said, Peter, when thou art what?
Converted.
Do what, Brother Junior? Strengthen thy brethren. They were brothers, Brother Ewell. They needed a little strength, didn't they?
That's right.
We need it too, Sister Donna. So today, a regular Baptist is not the only fold there is.
Amen.
Church of Christ is not the only fold there is. Brother Ewell, if I told you what he told Peter, would you believe me? And we're going to quit, Brother Junior. He said, Peter, up on this rock shall I build what, Brother Jack? Whose church?
His.
Brother Fred?
His.
Upon this rock shall I build my church, Brother Ewell DeBoard?
Gates of
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Whose church is it, Sister Donna? It's Christ. Who was the rock? Christ. Who is the rock? Christ. Why are we Christians? Because we're Christ-like. The disciples were first called Christians. Where at? Antioch. The Bible says, if a man says he's Christ and does not what with his tongue? Bridle not his tongue. What, brother friend? That's exactly right. Whose religion?
His.
Whose religion?
His religion.
Didn't say Christ, did it, brother? Jesus, brother Lloyd Sartine, did not establish religion. He came for salvation. And when he came, he established every man, every woman on equality. And that church, my people, today, I represent the regular Baptist church. I believe it's a good church.
Amen.
I believe it or I wouldn't be here. But I believe today, if you've not got the church within you, there's no need to come out to a building and try to praise God. You can't do it, brother friend. Now that's been on my mind all week, brother. I've studied about it. I get things on my mind, brother Fred. I read and I listen and I study and I say, I have other sheep that are not of this. This, but you're right then, of this fold. But did he know, Brother Coy, he was going to bring them in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. And I see people today, acting just like Peter. Brother friend, I see people, Brother Coy, acting like Peter today. Lord, I'm too holy for that man. I'm better than they are. I'm a regular Baptist. I'm a church of Christ. I belong to the church of God. I'm too better than that man over there, brethren. See? Yeah, but Brother Lon, today, they don't know, they don't understand. Maybe some things, Brother Coy. Yesterday, Brother Jack, I'm telling you, Brother Junior, that if a man's got love in his heart, Brother Johnny, he'll look over my faults. Yesterday, brethren, if you've got love in your heart, my brethren, I won't have to worry about you getting out here and talking about me, Brother Coy. Yesterday, because you belong to a different group of people than I do. But I've got news for you. You cannot join the church no way, shape, form, or fashion. Yesterday, you have to be added to the church. Being born again. Why must I be born again? Nicodemus didn't understand, and he scolded him, Brother Junior. He said, you mean to tell me you're a ruler and you don't know these things? Did he not scold him, Brother Junior? He scolded his hide, Brother Fred. You mean to tell me you're a ruler of these people and you don't know this? We've got rulers today, Brother Junior, that need to have the whip took to them. Yeah, they don't need to know, Brother, today. We've got people today that's trying to lead churches, Brother Junior, that don't know nothing about the Bible because they never read it. Because they don't study it. Folks, today, my life is not my own no more. Brother Junior, there's somebody on the inside of me. that gives me a zeal and a desire to learn, mm-hmm. Brother Roger, and to tell people the truth. Yeah. Listen, folks, today, Brother John, my life will soon be over here. But I'm telling you right now, there's a better place than here, Brother Junior. There's a better place than here, Brother Paul. And today, people are dying and going to hell because of the simplicity of it. They're failing to believe in Christ Jesus. I taught them Wednesday night, tried to teach them Wednesday night, Brother Junior, about belief. How can you call upon Jesus in whom you do not believe? How can you? Brother Jack, you cannot. Brother, I don't care what they say. How could you? If you didn't believe that you had a horse that'd do the job, would you hook it to the, put it in the harness? No. You believe. I believe in Jesus. I believe what He done, and I believe it'll stand. Brother Ewell, I'm glad you're here again. You and Sister Nora, I prayed so hard for you.
Glad to be back. How many more
times? I know, Sister Nora, that your life is slipping away before your eyes. And it hurts, brother. Somebody said, I don't care about this natural man. First pain he gets, he runs and looks for some kind of cure, don't he? Huh? First pain he gets, Brother Israel, he runs, brother. Why do we run to the doctors? Why do we go here? Why do we go there, Brother Coy? Because we love this body. Because we love this body. But I'm going to tell you something, 10th chapter of Romans. We're going to close, Brother Junior. My heart is here, but my voice is just not here today. The body is dead because of what? Somebody said, my body's alive now. I'm a Christian.
Yeah, yeah. What you going to do to
that? Ain't it? What Scripture says, is it, brother? Huh? Your body is dead because of what? Because of sin, Sister Donna. Somebody said, I'm walking around. I'm walking around, Brother Johnny. You are now, but you may not get out that door. I preached a young man's funeral Monday in Louisville, Kentucky. 50 years old. We're going to close my part. 50 years old. Had his birthday party, his cake and his ice cream. And he said, is there anything else you'd like to do? I'd like to take a ride on my motorcycle. He didn't know, Brother John, that he wouldn't come back home. He didn't know, Brother Jack, that around that next curve was death. Had he known, what would he have done? If we knew the thief was going to come, what would we do? We'd stay home, wouldn't we, Brother Ewell? He knew not, Brother Mike, that death was around the next curve, Burl. But around the next curve, death caught up with him. 50 years old, Brother Roger. He went around. He never hit his brake. They don't know why. They have no reason to figure out why things happened the way they happened. If I told you, Brother Junior, that God called, would you believe me? God called. Brother Coy, I love you. I've thought about you a lot this week. I thought about you. And I thought about where we've came from. And I've thought, Sister Gina, let's never take our eyes off the prize. Mm-hmm. I thought of the little children as they blindfold them and get to watch the hit at the pinata. Brother Junior. They can't see what they're hitting at. But they have a knowledge, some kind of knowledge of where it's hanging. Why? Because before they blindfolded them, they looked at it. But we've got a vision. I've got a vision of the prize. And I'm not going to take my eye off of it. Brothers and sisters, don't take your eye off the prize. Quit. Never got in the spirit.